Oh, good evening, Audio Boo. Sergeant Turbo Strum here. So I've got a new toy to play with. Bought myself an iMac today. I've been thinking about one of these for probably 18 months, I reckon. I've always thought, yeah, I'll have one, then I won't, then I do, and then I don't, but I wouldn't use it, and you know, it's easier to procrastinate. Who's talking about procrastination? Was it McColgan, something like that? I'm not quite sure. Anyway, I took the plunge today. It's bought a 21-inch iMac. So I'm just in the process of updating to Mavericks. So it's going to take a fair bit of my internet connection. But so far, I think it's a fantastic machine. It's light years away from my first Mac, which was a black and white SE30. Those you've been to computers for a few years will possibly remember the little 9-inch black and white screen and little square mouse. Yeah, that served me for quite a few years. But as I said, it's been a considered purchase. I've been wanting one for, well, ages and ages. I mean, I still like my trusty PC. I built it myself about 7 or 8 years ago. And it's been rebuilt a couple of times in that period. And you know, it's been a good workhorse. But, you know, these things, computers, it's been getting a bit slow to start up. I suppose I could have rebuilt it one more time with a new motherboard and memory. But I've had to source all the bits and take the old one to pieces and upgrade it. So, oh dear. So I thought, what the hell, as you do. And it is absolutely a class piece of machine. It really is. It's like it's important. It doesn't come with a built-in DVD reader-writer thing. So it was another, I think, £65 for the Super Drive. So I've got a few good plans for this Mac. It's going to have to last me a good 5 or 6 years. I very rarely change my computers. I'm not the kind of person to change every couple of years. Like Ian Cath, it's a considered purchase. So you've got to consider, you know, well, over £1,000, £1,200 I think I've paid. With Super Drive and whatnot. So hopefully it'll stand me in good stead. I thought about the 28-inch model, or 27. I think it's a 27, isn't it? But I looked at the size of it. It was a bit too big. And I'm actually quite glad I bought the 21. It's bottom of the range. I tweeted out. Just the bog standard basic one, as McColgan put it. You don't really get a bog standard Mac anymore. I'd seriously thought about the Mac Mini, but by the time I specced it up with a similar performance of this, you have to buy keyboards and monitors. In the end, I thought, well, I'll just go for the built-in one. Much better. I've got that many cables on my computer desk. USB this, I've got about 6 or 7 USBs in use for various bits and bobs, printers and Wi-Fi dongles and all sorts. So I can actually now have a tidy up. I've got a spare bedroom and it's like a mini computer room. So I'll be able to tidy all the junk away. You know, you get a room and it becomes a dumping ground. I think we've all got rooms like that, or have had rooms like that. Where you go in there and things get piled on books and magazines and bits of paper and correspondence, they go in a big pile. So I'm going to have this winter, it's my mission. Really just to tidy the room up and just have me iMac on the disc, and I'll have one USB cable plugged in, and that'll serve my external drive that I've got my backed up data on, which then eventually will merge into a time capsule. I'll save up and get a time capsule at some point. I can have everything in one place. There's no mess then. Yeah, so I'm really pleased. So it's now just downloading Mavericks, which will take a fair while. It's just stopped. And why that's going, why that stopped. Let's go back again now. Maybe I'll have to keep that. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to getting back into Macs. We use them at work. And it's just a case of getting back up to speed with a slightly different operating system, but I'll be alright. Got my iPad. I can sync that. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So it just means now I'm going to live on beans on toast for the next couple of years. No, not really. I've been saving me pennies. I live a fairly frugal life. I don't squander money on. You see some of those people, they go into big shopping centres and they coming back with clothes and bloody all sorts of stuffed shoes. And they go out on a Friday night and they go for a lavish meal every Friday and they'll spend a couple of £100 each time. Taxis and overpriced drinks. So I don't do that. I don't smoke. I don't really go on holiday that much. I've had five days holiday in 5 years. So I don't really go on holiday either. So I do like to occasionally have a big purchase. And this is today's big purchase. Yeah. So I think I'll wrap it up there. I'll carry on downloading Mavericks. And see how we get on. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch up in the next boom.